The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. How does St. Paul refer to God the Father? He calls him the Father of compassion and the God of all encouragement. And why does he call him the God of all encouragement? Because he says he encourages us in our every affliction. Not that he encourages us in some of our afflictions or in the really great ones. He encourages us in our every affliction. And why does God the Father go to reach out to us in such a profound way in everything? Because what are these afflictions? Paul says, Christ's sufferings overflow to us. Because the afflictions we suffer are Christ's afflictions that we share in. That they are not our own, they are His in us, or ours in Him. And so since they are Christ's afflictions that we share in, God the Father gives us the encouragement to sustain us in the midst of them. And the encouragement can come in a wide variety of ways. Right? It might be a word that is spoken to us. The visit of a friend. Some time spent in prayer. A remembrance, an occurrence in our lives. Something that takes place in nature. Just yesterday, a woman came to me after Mass. And she said, "Father, I've got to share a story with you." She said, "My mom, who's a member of this parish, and the woman's around 80 years old, she said she has been praying a novena to St. Therese." And she didn't share with me what it was that she was praying about. A novena to St. Therese that was very important to her. "My brother is an artist, and he's recently composed a picture of St. Therese. No, none of us knew about this. And he's been wondering, gosh, who do I give this to?" And he's a very gifted artist. Many of his pictures end up in churches. So he's praying about this, "Lord, who do you want me to give this to?" And all of a sudden he thinks, "You know what? My mom has this great devotion to St. Therese. I should just give it to her." What day does he give it to her? The ninth day of the novena. In my current spiritual reading, just last night I read this. There were two women in a church who decided that they were going to devote themselves to intercessory prayer together. That they would try to pray for others. And one day they're kneeling in the church at the altar rail, and all of a sudden this vision, this image of a woman comes to them. A woman they know, but not a woman whom they know very well. And in this image it comes to them that she was greatly weighed down by a heavy burden. And so they decide, gosh, let's pray for her. And they used a method that St. Ignatius of Loyola would use, where he would envision Christ helping somebody in the midst of their trial. And so the way they envisioned this, they saw Christ looking down on this woman with a great smile, and him leaning over and lifting a stone off her chest and saying to her, "My daughter, this is too heavy for you. Let me take it." 3 days later, one of these women runs into that woman out in public and goes up and says, "Oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened," and tells her the experience. The woman wells up with tears. And she said, "3 days ago, I was in the hospital. And I was greatly weighed down. And a chaplain came to see me to bring me Holy Communion. But I struggle with scrupulosity, and so I said, you know what, I'm not worthy, even though I wasn't conscious of any serious sin." And all of a sudden, in that moment, he said to me, "The worst sin is to believe that you are unworthy of God's love." And all of a sudden, I felt as if a great stone had been lifted off my chest. And so I received communion. And I knew in that moment I was a member of the saints in heaven, in their communion. He encourages us in our every affliction. May we turn to Him above all in the midst of them.